Stardust.
Stardust.
Unmasking the extraordinary.
The extraordinary.
Can a life marked by disappointments evolve into a journey through a galaxy far, far away? This underachiever from California transformed obstacles into opportunities and became the creator of one of the most beloved franchises in history. This is the incredible story of George Lucas. Growing up in California, George Lucas was far more interested in cars than school.
When I was in high school, I was a consummate underachiever. I hated school. I loved to build things. I loved woodworking. I loved working on cars and engines. Worked in a foreign car service, and all I wanted to do was race cars. Right before graduation, I was in a terrible automobile accident and was almost killed, and as a result of that, sort of sat in a hospital for a long time thinking about my place in the world.
He stumbled upon his passion for cinema by accident, forever altering his path. Immersed in the world of film, Lucas became consumed by his newfound passion.
A department there of photography. I said, oh, that sounds good. He said, it's easier than PE, you'll love it. I said, well, okay, maybe I'll do that. So I went down there, and it wasn't a school of photography, it was a school of cinematography. And it wasn't actually a school of cinematography, it was actually a school of cinema, where you learn to make movies. And I said, this is insane. You mean you go to a university and you can learn how to make movies? I never heard of such a silly thing. So, and I hadn't really paid much attention to the movies when I was young. I sort of watched a little bit of television stuff. Went and saw Earth versus the Flying Saucers, and, you know, Bridge on the River Kwai and a few things like that, but I didn't know anything about movies.
After graduation, his first job editing a documentary led him to a different direction due to creative clashes. He returned to film school, using the university's resources to create a short film that won acclaim at a national festival. This marked the beginning of his association with notable filmmakers like Steven Spielberg, Francis Ford Coppola, and Martin Scorsese.
The director would come over and say, you can't cut this way, you gotta cut this way, and I really don't like this, you know. I wanna, because at that point I was really wanting to be an editor and a cameraman. I wanted to do cinema verite documentary films. In the course of that summer that I was actually doing this, I sort of said, you know, maybe I wanna be a director. I don't want people to tell me what to do.
Lucas and Coppola established American Zoetrope, but their initial feature film failed to perform well, leading to financial struggles. While Coppola directed The Godfather, Lucas founded Lucasfilm Limited, finding success with American Graffiti. However, an idea that had brewed since college was about to change his life.
I came back to San Francisco, and the coming back to San Francisco was basically a very bold step to say, we are not going to be part of the Hollywood community. We are not going to make movies in Hollywood. We're not going to have anything to do with that. We're about something completely different.
It took 2 years for Lucas to craft the screenplay for what would become Star Wars, ultimately split into three movies. Despite challenges, including budget overruns, the film was completed without compromise on quality.
Star Wars actually started when I was in college. And I sort of gotten very interested in myths and mythology at that point. So I was toying with the idea of doing a modern myth. And then I thought, well, where most mythology takes place in a distant place. So I said, well, the only place that's left really is outer space. I mean, it's the only place where we don't know what's there. Where it can be magical. It doesn't have anything to do with special effects. It doesn't have anything to do with spaceships. It has to do with the same thing that made people sit around and listen to a storyteller go on about Helen of Troy.
Star Wars captured hearts and minds, becoming the highest grossing film in history and solidifying Lucas's place in Hollywood. He retained the merchandising rights, turning a struggling producer into a wealthy tycoon. Lucas went on to produce iconic films like the Indiana Jones series, and founded Industrial Light and Magic, a company responsible for groundbreaking special effects.
I showed it to a group of my friends, some of who just thought it was, felt sorry for me and said, oh, gee, that's too bad, George. Some said, oh, this is the worst thing I've ever seen, and some of who liked it.
Today, the Star Wars mythology continues to expand, with movies like The Force Awakens and Solo, and TV shows like The Mandalorian, Andor, and Obi-Wan Kenobi. George Lucas's life imparts crucial lessons. Don't limit yourself. Overcome setbacks and embrace new directions. Follow your passion. Pursue what you genuinely care about. Passion fuels perseverance and innovation. Seek joy, not pleasure. Prioritize lasting joy over fleeting pleasures. Meaningful work transcends short-term satisfaction.
You'll never relive the moment you got your first car. That's it. That's the highest peak. Yes, you can get 3 Ferraris and a new Gulfstream jet, and maybe you'll get close. But you have to keep going, and eventually you run out. I mean, you just can't do it. It doesn't work. So if you're trying to sustain that level of peak pleasure, you're doomed.